We're doing this Shinchat Dalet Halacha Beis today. So before I start, I have to tell you that in Shinchat Hey, that's the next thing, there's going to be two separate rules for how to combine different batters. And just to tell you what it's going to say in just a second, which is, there's going to be two different ways to combine. One is to combine to make a Shir Chala. We have so much flour now, we're Chayim Chala. That's one way. And the other thing is, once you have a Shir Chala, when you're Makfish, things have to be somehow combined, what's called mukaf, in order to do the hafarsha. It's two different sets of rules. That's what Shinchat Hei is going to be about. We're going to talk about it. Shinchat Hei Halacha Beis. We'll talk about it over there. Okay. Our simon is much longer than that, and our simon is really to do with the first of those things, which is how do you make sure you have enough to be chayav and challah? Last time we spoke about how much you need to have, this many pounds or this many cubic inches of flour, but now we're talking about how do you combine different things together to make them into a shir challah. There's a lot of examples in this thing. In the simon, we're not going to do them all. So this time is about that. Okay. One last thing to tell you before we start, which is that the rule is whatever is considered to be combined to be a shir challah, however the rules are, the thing is considered combined, if two minim are combined, min A and min B, two different grains, then you could be mafresh from one grain on the other. If they're not considered combined for the Shir Chala, then you can't be mafresh from one or the other. Okay? What is it that's not considered combined? That's the whole sin that's about, the whole rest of the sin that's about that. But if it's combined, you could be mafresh from one or the other. If it's not combined, then you can't be mafresh from one or the other. Okay, now, the Shulchan Aruch Halacha Beis, to me, I found very confusing, very complicated. There's three different cases the Shulchan Aruch is going to give. He does them in the order that's a very logical, if you're writing a Shulchan Aruch order, which is, first he brings two halachas, two cases that are based on Mishnayos, basically, based on the Mishnayos and Yerushalmi, and then he brings the last case that's only basically in the Tosfos. Okay, so those are the three cases. But for our sense, to help make sense of it, to understand it, we're going to do it in exactly the opposite order. Okay, and then at the end, when we're finished, we'll get back and say, when I summarize it, I'm going to summarize it according to the Shulchan Aruch's order, which is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch is trying to summarize it. Okay, but so when we get to the end, we'll summarize it in the order like the Shulchan Aruch has it, but for otherwise we're going to do it backwards. We're going to do it in the reverse order. Okay? And to add to all the complications, we're going to find something else in the Simen Shinchat Hei, in the next Simen, that there's another kind of Tziruf that's not brought in this Simen, and that's called Tziruf Sal. Okay, you may have heard of that. Okay, that somehow things can be matured in yet a different way, not one of the three ways we're going to talk about today, a different way. That's very similar. The way when Tziruf Sal works is very similar to the second case in our Shulchan Aruch. Okay? And we'll hear about that again in Shinchat Hei. That's the Halacha of Mirzah. Okay. So we start like this. Mirzah says, if a person, the Mishnah in Trumas says that if a person has two different foods that are clying with one another, okay, apples and oranges, okay, they're clying to plant them next to each other, then you can't be mafresh truma from one of those on the other. Okay, so if you have a pound of apples and a pound of oranges, you can't be mafresh truma from the apples and the oranges. Okay, because they're clying zebese. So Tosfos is a question. Tosfos in Menachas is a question. He says, the Mishnah says, a Mishnah in the beginning of Klein says that chitim and kusmin is spelt, so wheat and spelt are considered klein zebese. Okay, that's just the rule of klein that they're klein zebese. So Tosfos says, well, if they're klein, and we know from the Mishnah in Shumas that things that are klein, you can't be mafresh shumah from one or the other. Well, if so, you shouldn't be able to be mafresh shumah from wheat unto spelt. And Tosfos has many more examples of things that you shouldn't be able to be mafresh one to the other. Fred Tosfos says that the Gemara right there that he's talking about, the Gemara in Menachas, says that you could be mafresh from chitim unto kusmin, from wheat unto spelt. The Gemara says that. He says, well, what's going on? The Mishnah says that they're klayim. We have another Mishnah that says when things that are klayim, you can't be mafresh shumah from one or the other. So then how come you're allowed to be mafresh chala from chitim unto kusmin? What's going on? Why? And they have many examples. That's not the only example. That's one of the examples. The Gemara says you could be mafresh from one or the other. And they're all klayim. There are all kinds of cases that are klayim. You can be mafresh one or the other. That's Tosfos' question. Okay? Tosfos gives two answers. Okay? One answer we do not accept. But that is that he says the rules for hafrashas chumah and the rules for hafrashas challah are not the same. Even though challah is considered chumah, but for chumah is chayiv when it's an item. An apple is chayiv in chumah. Grains are only chayiv when they're made into a batter. And therefore, it doesn't depend on whether they're klein when they were planted. It depends on whether they're similar when you make them into doughs. So the rules are different. The rules for klein apply to all kinds of hafarshas shumah, but they don't apply to the halachas of hafarshas chal. That's the first, that's one answer, Tosis. We don't, that's not accepted halacha, although you're going to hear about this later on. What I just said to you, this part, Tosis, you're going to, you, it's going to sound familiar later on when we say it again. Okay. The other answer, Tosis, is what we do accept. And if he says like this, I'm telling you the way the Shach explains it, heard what he says like this. The regular rules of Hafashas Chal are exactly the same as Hafashas Chumo. Whatever is considered Klayim, you can't be Marvash on the other one. And therefore, the regular rules are that there are three groups. Okay, there are three groups of things that are not Klayim. Chitim is by itself. Wheat is by itself. Klisman, that's spelt, and Sheepin is rye. So rye and spelt, that's another group. They're not Klayim, they can be Marvash on one or the other. And the third group is Sa'irim and Shibar Lashul, barley and oats. Those two are also a group. Okay, so we have three groups. Each can mafresh on the other one, and that's the normal way that you do have first truma. Okay, we didn't get the answer to this, but that's the fact. It's true. We follow exactly the rules of Klein. Okay, the two chitim is just for itself, Ryan spelled for themselves, and oats and barley for themselves, and these three groups. And that's actually the third din in the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to redo the Shulchan Aruch at the end. That's the third din in the Shulchan Aruch, that each of these can mafresh on its other, rye onto spelt, barley onto oats, and wheat on by itself. That's one case. So what's the answer to the question? So why does the Gemara say that you can't, you can mafresh ones and other ones? So Tosfos says that there's a special chumrah for hilchos chumah, for hilchos chal. Okay, that's a chumrah, a derisive chumrah. And the chumrah is like this. For regular foods that are chayiv in hafreshes chumah, you follow these regular rules. By chal, the Torah says, reishis arisoseichem, the first of your batters. The Torah is telling you that there's something special about batters over here when you make a batter up. And when you create a batter, and therefore, so the what the Torah is saying is like this: the first thing you look at is there a shir challah? Is there a shir challah according to the regular rules, which is the things that are klayim zebezeh? So let's say if you mix rye and spelt together, you can have a shir challah. But if you mix rye and wheat together, you can't have a shir challah because rye and wheat are klayim zebezeh. If according to the regular rules you did not end up with a shir challah, according to the regular rules you don't shir challah, then there's a secondary way of looking at it. The Torah says, be machmir and look at it a second way, as a batter, as a risoseichem. Look at it a second way. If according to the second way it'll be chayv and challah, then it can also be chayv and challah. So first you look at the regular way. So let's say, for example, it's all wheat. Let's say it's all wheat and it has a shir challah in that. Then it's not mature for something else. But if the wheat by itself does not have, and the wheat only with the spelt will have a shir challah, then the secondary set of rules, right? I didn't tell you what they are, but there's another set of rules that tells you there's a different ways you could be mitzvah. There are other ways to be make mitzvah of it, not just by the rules of Chaim. Chal has a special kula, a special chumrah, that it could be mitzvah in a different way, and you could be Chaim and Chal and Hafreshes Chal even on a with different combinations.
So you don't need the first way, really.
The first way that you'll get first, okay? Well,
why? Because the second way is broader.
Okay. And the answer is. Before I tell the Nafkamina, the reason is because the Etzem Chal is Truma, and it follows the regular rules of Truma's Mishas. The Torah is being macro and saying you could also have a second way to it. Okay? And it comes out, what you're saying comes out to the following Nafkamina. Taz says it, Shach sort of says it, which is like this. What I'm saying to you is first you look at it through the regular rules of Tziruf, which is the rules of Klayim. Then if you didn't qualify because of that, then you look at the second rules, Arisa Sechem, to see if it should qualify for that. So what happens like this? Let's say I have a batter that has a shir challah of wheat, but it does not have a shir challah of spelt. Okay? Let's say the shir is 5 pounds. It has 5 pounds of wheat and a pound of spelt. Okay? So from the perspective of the wheat, there's a shir challah that does not need the secondary way of tzir. If it has the first way of tzir, if it's qualified based on the first way of tzir, so the wheat is chayav challah by itself. And if you want to be mafresh challah from a different batter of spelt, you couldn't. Because wheat and spelt can't be mafresh one on the other. They're not the same. They're in two different categories. Wheat is by itself and spelt and rye are in themselves. So wheat and spelt can't be mafresh on each other. So if you have a batter of enough shir challah for wheat, but not enough for spelt, the wheat, you could be mafresh from the batter itself, of course. You could be mafresh from a different batter of wheat, but you can't be mafresh from a different batter of spelt. Because from the perspective of the wheat, you would look zero over here. But the spelt is not chayav and challah by itself. There's only a pound of spelt. There's not enough to be chayav and challah. So the spelt needs wheat in order to be chayav and challah. According to the secondary rules, I didn't tell you what they are yet, but according to the secondary rules, spelt and wheat could be mitzurif, kusvin and chitim could be mitzurif. So from the perspective of the spelt, there was a tziruf. So the The spelt is also Chayim Chalav, but it's Chayim Chalav from the second layer. Not from the first way it's here, from the second layer. The spelt is Takah Chayim Chalav. So the spelt, you could be mafresh on the spelt from wheat. You could use a wheat bed if you're mafresh on this spelt, because this spelt is only Chayim because it was connected to the wheat. Okay, the wheat, you can't be mafresh on the wheat from a spelt batter, because the wheat didn't need the spelt. But from the, you could be mafresh from wheat on the spelt batter, because the spelt only became Chayim through the secondary way. The secondary way means wheat and spelt are mature, and therefore you can be mafresh from wheat onto this spelt. So if we were using, in our case, if we use the back of Avraham Shetzchala, we have just a batter just of wheat, a batter just of wheat, if we had one of just wheat, we'd call it even tevel matzah. We have just tevel matzah, just made out of wheat. And we could, those matzahs could be mafresh chal on this, but
even on the spelt part?
Even on the spelt part, if the spelt was not a shear. Only if the spelt was not a shear. The spelt was not a shear needs the wheat to become higher, then it's considered mature to the wheat, and you could be mafresh from wheat on this thing.
Okay. If the spell was sure, then
it would be... Right. Because then you qualify by itself. Then qualify by itself, then the spell can be not the client's end is there, so then you can't be mafresh from one on the other. If the client, then I'll be mafresh from one. Okay? So, what's the rules? What are the... What are the more columns I told you that, with, according to the Arisa Seichem rules, it's more flexible. It allows more tirufin than the client rules. Huh? So, Tyson says, you want to know what those rules are? He says, I'll tell it to you by showing you a stira that Yushalmi asks. Okay? Yushalmi asks a stira. The very first mission of Chalav says there are five grains that are chayim chalav. These five grains, you know, wheat, rye, spelt, oat, and barley, I think I got them all, these are chayim chalav, and they can be mitzarif one with another. Mashma, anyone can be mitzarif with any other one. It just says they're all mitzarif with one another. They can all be mitzarif. Sounds like they're completely in any way you want them, they can be mitzarif. So, in fact, Yushalmi, at the end of Masechta Chalav, in the fourth parak, towards the end of Masechta Chalav, it says, it gives these all these kind of rules of what can be mitzarif with what. So, Frank Yushalmi, what's going on in here? Is it like the first mission that said everything can be mitzarif with anything? Or is it like this later mission that says, no, they can only be mitzarif according to certain combinations? Okay, that's Yushalmi's kasha. Emphat Yushalmi, kan b'noshuch, kan b'bom. Okay, one mission is talking about noshuch and one is talking about bom. What does that mean? The mission at the beginning of Chal, is talking about bol. The different types of flour were mixed together thoroughly. Okay, they were mixed together. You took all the flour together, made one big batter, or you took two big batters and you mixed them together and you made them again into one big batter. In that case, everything can be mixed with anything. The noshuch, from the word nishika, with they're kissing each other. Okay, we're going to see in Shin Chafei, that means is they're so connected that if you pulled one apart, it would drag some of the other part with it. Okay, they're like really stuck together. If you pull this one, some of that other one would come along with it. If that's what's going on, then it's considered attached, but not so attached like bowl, and therefore only certain ones can be mature. Okay, that's what Yushalmi answers. So before I tell you what's going on over here. That Yerushalmi is telling us, just as what's going on is important for the next segment, Yerushalmi is telling us that the lowest level of being connected is Noshuch. Okay, Noshuch, when they're touching each other so close that they pull from the other one and they came apart, that's the lowest level amount of connection. It's, of course, not Bolo, but it's the lowest level of connection. And it's actually, a Machlok is in the Bavli, in Pesachim. What happens if two things just touch each other? Let's say I have a pound of flour, of wheat flour, batter, another pound of wheat, another pound, another, all touching each other, but not noshuch. They're just touching each other. Okay. So it's a machlokes whether that's considered attached or that's not considered attached for hilchos chala, for tziruv to be mitzuriv. And we paskin, that's not the Rambam, the Shacharar, and many others paskin, that it's not considered unique, dafka noshuch, which is what Yerushalmi is saying. That noshuch is the lowest level of attached. If they're just touching each other, but they're not noshuch, they're not considered attached, although tzirosal, I told you, we're going to have shim chafein, tzirosal works without nosho. But otherwise, for regular things, if you have just a bunch of those next to each other and they're not nosho, then if they're just touching but they're not nosho, then they're not considered attached. Okay, so back to touches. Touches is saying is like this. The
so two balls of challah are all bets are off.
Two balls of dough.
Separate
are not.
All bets are off.
They need to be high right. If there's a pound of this and a pound of this, it's not considered high enough.
All sheetahs.
Correct. Not all sheetahs. All sheetahs la halacha. The sheet in the Gemara, they're just touching is enough, but we don't pass like that. We pass like that has to be noshuk. It has to be so touching that you're...
At least noshuk.
Okay, so now. So what Tyson is saying is like this. In order to these two Mishnayos that either say Bogel, everything is considered combined, or Noshuch, many things are considered combined, all assumes that there was not a Shir Chala. If there was a Shir Chala in either one of them, you follow the rules of Klayim. So the first thing we do is we look at the rules of Ilchus Klayim. And in Ilchus Klayim they're considered, if there's a Shir Chala, we follow the rules of Klayim. If there's no Shir Chala in the either of the batters, then we follow these lower rules, which means to say it like this. When we're following the rules of Arisa Sechem, then what we do is we say, do they look similar or do they not look similar? Okay, how do we define if they look similar? So it sounds like this. If I'm bowl, if I mix the two doughs together, the batters together, to the point that it becomes one big glob of dough, then, of course it looks the same. The wheat part of it and the spelt part of it look exactly the same, because it's bowl, it's all mixed together into one big batter. If it's all mixed into one batter, of course it looks the same. It is the same. It's one big glob of dough, so it looks the same. So if we only care about whether it looks the same when it's a batter, so then it does. It qualifies because it looks the same. So we say, it's mature. That's the bowl, all the things look work. If it's benoshuch, if they're just sitting next to each other, so there's a ball of wheat and a ball of spelt, and they're touching each other very closely, then it depends. Some batters look similar, some of them don't. I don't know how they did. I guess it was based on, look, I actually was thinking of making batters to see why the Gemara says some look like each other, some of them don't. I don't know. To me, they probably all look the same. We have to try one to see why. But the Gemara says certain groups, we'll see in a second what they are, look similar and don't look similar. So then, if they're sitting next to each other, then they need to have a certain similarity to them, and then there are these more liberal rules of what's considered to look the same or not. Okay, so I'm going to have to finally tell you what are the rules. So the Mishnah says two rules. The Mishnah says brings from Yerushalmi and Yerushalayim other rules that go along with those. Okay, the Mishnah says two rules. Okay, I don't know if you want to do this. You want to do this, I have a few versions of this piece of paper. This is if you've got a pen and paper, you can fill this out with me if you want to. Okay? I'm going to give you a different version of this in a second. I have pens. Oh, there are pens there. Okay. We're doing the little box, the square on the top. Okay? And those letters on top stand for wheat, spelt, barley, rye, oats. Okay? Wheat, spelt, rye, fine, barley, rye, oats. Okay? In the top box, the one that's the square. Okay? So the Mishnah says like this. The Mishnah says two rules. The first rule the Mishnah says is wheat can only combine with spelt. Okay? Wheat cannot be mixed with anything else. Again, these are the Arisa Seichem rules. These are not the regular Klein rules. Wheat can only combine. So I put a check into the WS box, okay, and all the other W boxes get an X in them. Okay? Okay. So you look at the square? Okay, the cube, the top one, the cube. Yeah. Okay. So it says top wheat, spelt, barley, rye, oats. Okay. So in the combination where wheat mixes with spelt, that's a check. According to these rules of Arisa Seichem, they can combine.
Wheat mixes with spelt is a check?
Yes. The Mishnah says, it's blank. It's for you to fill it out, yes.
Oh, fill it in, please.
Fill in the blank. So when wheat mixes, the next one I'm going to give you is going to have it filled out. Okay. So wheat mixes with.
There's two places when wheat mixes with spelt.
Same thing. It's a hit. We put a check on both sides. Yes, it's exactly the same. Yes. And then the wheat doesn't mix with anything else, not with barley, rye, or oats. Okay. That's what the Mishnah says. Wheat only with spelt. That's what the Mishnah says. Achitim and akusmin. Okay. The next thing the Mishnah says.
Is that part of what's what? We consider spelt and we consider wheat.
Yeah. We talked that once. Pays off time about. Shibon Shul being oats, but everything else is pretty straightforward. Okay. The next thing, the other thing the Mishnah says is that spelled.
They're making gluten free Cheerios.
They already made it. We have it in my house.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Baruch Hashem.
A lot of talking.
So, and the other thing the Mishnah says is that spelled can be mature with anything. Okay, so all the spelt mixing with anything the Mishnah says is fine. Okay, now that's the part that the Mishnah says. Okay, the other rules are tutsars of those rules plus of the Yerushalmi. And that says like this. I'm not going to give you all the gory details what Yerushalmi says. Okay? It says like this. Says, barley can combine with anything except for wheat. Okay? That doesn't say in the Mishnah. That's based on the way Yerushalmi is saying that barley goes with anything except for wheat. Rye could go with barley and spelt.
That's it.
And
you just say?
Rye, sheepoint, could go with barley and spelt. Okay, and there's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi whether rye and oats can be mitzurah. It's a machlokes haposkim, which we pass like that. Shachur means both days. The Shachur assumes that it cannot be mitzurv. The Rambam says that it could be. Okay, he brings the Rambam, but he assumes that it cannot be. Okay, so it's, I put a man for that. A machlokes whether rye and oats can be mitzurv. And then the last one, which you should already have everything filled out by now, is that oats can be mitzurv with barley and spelt. Oats can be barley and spelt, and again the same machlokes whether oats and rye can be mitzurv. Okay, so that's what it says here. Now, if you want blank or filled out, you can choose which one you want to. There's two versions of this one, if you can paste it there. Two versions of this one, okay? We'll read the Shulchan Aruch inside, and you'll see where things fit in now. Okay, there's one filled and one empty, whichever you'd rather.
One
of each, okay?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't give you highlighters, but you can use my colors if you like. Okay, so let's read the din in Shulchan Aruch. And the din says, do you have one for I'm good.
This is the same sheet, just one color.
One's filled in and one's not filled in. Okay. And the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Usually read the Shulchan Aruch first. Here we're reading it backwards. Because we're now going to read the order of the Shulchan Aruch, which is the opposite order of what we said in when we spoke about it. You only got one? I got another. No, I have two blanks.
Are we reading backwards?
No, we're reading the sheet. Chamishes mina tvum et starfin. The five minik tool could be mitzarev, which is like this. Shemein be'is el chameshes ram chameshason. If there's only if the shir chal chameshes ram five quarters of a pound, if the shir chal is only from the five together, mitzarevin they could be mitzarev. Okay, they could be mitzarev, which is the first mission in Masechtas Chala. It says all chameshes mean could be mitzarev one another. By medzvar mamurin kish irvon kemach. That's talking about when you mix them as flour. Well, the Taz says when you mix them as a batter also. Okay, so that's the case, if you look on the bottom, the bottom lines, is case number one. This is the first case of Shulchan Aruch. There's no shear of any of the grains, and they're thoroughly mixed together, because shear and kemach, that's bebolo, okay? So for this case,
no
rules. Everything is mature, okay? So in mine, I don't know if you have the color in front of you.
The bread that's made in this way, it was oats and this and that, it's all done before.
Bebolo. But it's only if there's not a shear challah. If there's no shir chala, this token that's offered, if there's no shir chala, you're going to see in a second, believe me. It's only if there's not a shir chala. If there's no
shir chala,
what do you say? Right, but there's not have, each one of them does not have a shir, so then they can all be mitzvah per ball. So this checks straight across. Okay, no matter what, they can all be mitzvah per ball. If you have the little box on the top right now, you figure that. WS means wheat with spelt. WB means wheat with 10. There's 10 cases here. Okay, all 10 cases you can be mitzvah. That's the shukharach. But if you made the batter separately, you didn't. You weren't with Sarah the wheat together. The aim by kashir, and there's still not a shear. Then with the limit acher, and you stick them one onto the other one. Now over here, he doesn't tell you what it means to be nosruch. He doesn't tell you what it means to be medavik. But in shinchafei, he speaks it out. The Taz is really clear in shinchafei that udavker means that it's so stuck together that if you pull it apart, a piece comes off. Then aim and start from El Bazan Seder. Then the only tier can happen in the following order. And look at that from this Shulchan Aruch that has bullets. Look at that.
Where?
In here we have bullet points. Yeah. He can tell you the bullet point now. In the Shulchan Aruch, the old fashion version doesn't have bullet points. But in our version it has bullet points. And here it goes. On the paper we're using it has bullet points. Okay, so this Seder is like this. It says, Hachita im tafen al kusman. Chita and kusman, the only one second. Chita can only be mature with kusman, so I put a check by the WS, by wheat was spelled. We're in the second case of the Shulchan Aruch now, and the rest of the wheat combinations do not work. Hakusman, mitzarfen, kol echav echav. Kusman can be mitzarfen with anything. Okay, so the next bunch of boxes, the next blue box is a kusman, spelled with all the three things on the turf. Hasarim, mitzarfen, and hakol, chutz me machitim. Barley can be mature with everything except machitim. Sheep on rye, mitzarev and masim, sorry, mukusmans. Rye can be mature with barley and spelt. The loyim shibol and shuva chitim, but not it with oats and wheat. Shibol and shuva mitzarev and sorry, mukusman. The loyim achitim is sheep on. Okay, so those are the last two cases. Ula Rambam, kusman is shibol and shuva with sheep on mitzarev. According to the Rambam, spelt, oats and barley. I'm sorry, and rye could be mitzurav. Some of those had already eaten the mechaber be too, but the Rambam is adding is that rye and oats could be mitzurav. Okay, so that was the second case of Shulchan Aruch. It was the box we did before, and it's the second one in the middle here. It came out that six cases could be mitzurav, not ten, six could be mitzurav, and one was a machlokes. Okay, you could I counted this. Okay, six could be mitzurav. So it's a little, it's less, not all ten, but six could be mitzurav. Now the last part of Shulchan Aruch, in Losh Kol Minim in Levada V'yesh B'Kashir, if you did the lisha in a way that there is a shear of each one, the roitz lahavrish me min ze al ze, and you want to be mafrish on one or the other one, aim arfrish and el amina. You could only be mafrish on the from what's considered the min. That means is what's the min for klayim. What's the klayim min of each other, which is ketzad. Chitim cannot be with anything else. Chitim is by itself. It's spelt and dry. Mafrishim is ze'alzeh. It could be mafrish from one or the other. That's one combination. Also, oats and barley could be mafrish one or the other. So of the 10 cases, we only have two that could be maturv. Okay? Only two of these cases could be maturv. And this case is talking about that there was a shir challah. So when there is a shir challah, we follow the regular rules of client. The regular rules of client, the shacharim talks about it, whether they can be mafresh one or the other, but it really means it's also whether they can be mitzurif to one another. They don't combine, they don't need each other to combine, so tzir is not even such a question, but they can't be, the nachmin is that they can't be mafresh from one another. We follow the rules of client that things are not considered mitzurif, they're not considered mitzurif except unless they're not client zebizah. Okay, so we did.
Right.
It's, the rules are the same, but it's not an achkemina whether it's chayim and chala, because he said each one had a shir chala. So what I thought he said is so if it's one does and one doesn't, that the Taz talks about that, so that in one direction there's from Hilchus Klein, in the case of Jesus, wheat and spelt. Okay, wheat and spelt. The wheat has a shir chala, and spelt does not have a shir chala. So from the rules of Klein, that's not a tziruf. From the rules of Rishon Sechem, it is a tziruf. So what do you do in that case?
So he said, again, they're not touching the garbage.
They're not shuk. Well, they are touching.
They're not shuk. I'm talking about they're not touching.
They're not shuk or they're bald. Okay, it's not talking about...
First wash the bald.
They put them to each other. Then you put them together. Yeah. If they're not even noshuk, then they're not even a shayla here to talk about.
He said, he's chit machim ha-ramatzar.
Right, chit machim ha-ramatzar. But the shukharov's case, that's correct. They wouldn't be mature if you had a pound of wheat and a pound of wheat. They're not mature. That's a nosher. Right. But the shacharos, when he's talking about whether it can be mafresh one or the other, he's not talking about from the angle of ali mitzurif. You don't care about whether it's mitzurif because it has a shear. So he's talking about just if you can be mafresh one or the other. Okay. Being mafresh one or the other or being the shear are the same thing. We said it before he walked in. Being mafresh one or the other or being the shear are the same thing. Those rules are the same. So if the person had, here's the case. He had nosher of a shear of wheat and not a shear of spelt. Okay. Yeah, a shear of wheat and not a shear of spelt. So from the wheat's perspective, it has a shear power. It cannot be mature with the spelt because it's their clients that is there. They can't be connected with one another. So the wheat can only be mafresh on this. You can be mafresh on this from wheat. You cannot be mafresh on this from spelt because the spelt is not mature to the wheat. Their clients that is there. My future is out there. From the spelt's perspective, it is mitzurif to the wheat because the spelt needs the wheat in order to have a shir challah. So the spelt is mitzurif to the challah because in the rules of Arisa Seichen, in the rules of batters, it would be considered mitzurif. So the spelt is mitzurif to the wheat, and therefore you could be mafresh from wheat onto the spelt.
But you can't use spelt.
But you can't use spelt on the wheat because the wheat doesn't need the spelt. Had there only been a half a shear of spelt and half a shear of wheat, if they were both and only half a shear, then you could be mafresh from spelt on both. And you could be mafresh just on spelt on the wheat side of it. Could, in order to meet the chayv, it needed the spell, so then he can offer from the spell to him.